A reading from John 11, 1-7. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory that God's Son may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea."
This reinforces what John says time and time again, that his time had not yet come. But more importantly, this story is going to foreshadow what's going to happen when Jesus does return to Jerusalem for the last time. And where exactly is Bethany?
Bethany is outside of Jerusalem. It's across the Kidron Valley. You can see the top of the hill that's referred to as Bethany. And when travelers were moving around Israel from Galilee in the north and coming down, they would come up through Jericho into Bethany and then into Jerusalem. So in all the times that Jesus was traveling from or to Jerusalem, it seems that he stops at the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
But this is the first time that Lazarus shows up. I mean, we have not heard his name before this. So it was the sisters, Martha and Mary, that in the other Gospels who are referred to, but he is not there. But it's very clear that he is very close to Jesus, yeah. And Jesus has a great love for him.
Right. You get this in the phrase, "Lord, the one you love is sick," because Jesus loved everyone. And so in saying this, there's an emphasis on the nature of his relationship. He had a closeness. And sometimes that's hard for us to think about, of Jesus being closer to others. We want to think that Jesus is an egalitarian. He loves everyone, but there are always people that you're closer. He had his inner circle of disciples who were closer to him. And he has these friends that are closer to him. And in his humanity, there was a familiarity. And it would be fun to be a fly on the wall in their home, because you're seeing Jesus at his most intimate place and connecting with very good friends.
Also, there's an intersection of the spiritual and the worldly here, because Jesus creates a context for what is happening and what will happen that sort of identifies who he really is. This sickness will not end in death, but it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. I mean, that's pointing towards the cross. It's pointing towards the whole purpose of Jesus's ministry in this world.
And as you said, Jesus has a clear sense of timing. He's always moving in the Father's pattern, in what he hears the Father saying, what he sees the Father doing, where the Father is going. And this is one of those examples. I don't know who the author is, but I heard it, something said to this effect, that it's amazing when we're praying for something and we're waiting, we feel like God is always late, but the minute he shows up, he's always right on time.